the IIHS has done a great job of helping other nations and different countries out with their programs as well, because I know a lot of the talk going into Vancouver was sort of the U.S., Canada, is there going to be another victor that's coming up and can challenge the two world powers in the sport of hockey, I guess, if you want to call it. And so it's sort of stressful if you think of the timeline of our sport and how we're so new into the Olympic Games, and people are already talking about potentially taking us out, but it's a great sport, and you're going to see a lot of great competition. So it's going to be extremely exciting for a fan. And obviously the rivalry between the U.S. and the Canadians is still very heavy and very much there. But you've got great teams such as Finland, Sweden. Russia will be good. Switzerland's good. On any given day, anyone can take the game. So that's the beautiful thing about ice hockey.
So what has the sport done over the last 4 years to try and find some kind of equality?
Yes, there's been different initiatives to sort of increase resources to other countries who might not necessarily allocate resources from their governing body to women's ice hockey. And it's a new sport. You have to remember that 98 was the first time women's hockey was in the games. And it just takes a little bit of time for other nations to catch up, especially if it's not their main focal point for their country's sport. But it's exciting how the sport's grown. It's grown so much in the U.S., but it's also growing overseas. So it's exciting to see different developing nations come up with better teams.
Canada are your great rivals. Once again, it looks like it's going to be between the two countries for the gold medal in Sochi. Do those games bring the very best out of you? Because you've had some really good success against them.
Yes, I think so. Playing Canada, I think I've said I'd play Canada every day for the rest of my life if I could. And I think that's just because the rivalry is so intense and so deep that both of us competitors have such a level of respect for one another that we're going to compete at our best level. And I love high-pressure situations. I love playing in big games. And, you know, Canada brings out the best in us, and we bring out the best in Canada. And to be able to showcase that amount of talent on a world stage is a pretty cool experience. So I always get extremely excited to play them, let alone any other time I can wear the USA jersey. But something about Canada kind of gives you that little sparkle and gets your blood going a little bit more.
How are you different as a player now as to when you made your debut in the Olympics 4 years ago? You were just a mere teenager then. Now I think it's probably fair to say you're a grizzled veteran.
Grizzled, seasoned, yeah. I'd say just with the new coaching staff too, you know, Katie Stone has done a great job of coming in and really teaching us the game of ice hockey. And before I thought I knew a fair amount just being at an elite level since I was in high school, but oh my gosh, I've learned so much in the last 4 years. And I've sort of been humbled by this entire experience, because it's so amazing to be able to go to the rink every day and learn something new. And now I'm sort of in this in-between. I'm not the oldest player, but I still am a veteran. So my role is a little bit different. And I think my role is just to make sure that, you know, other girls that are new to this program or new to the Olympic journey in its entirety are feeling comfortable and they can compete at their best. And that's just my job of being a great teammate and knowing and seeing some of the things in this tournament that I have 4 years ago and really adapting to them and applying different concepts that I've picked up along these years.
This will be Hayley Wickenheiser's 6th Olympic Games, 1 summer and 4 previously in the Winter Games playing hockey. Is that something, though, that you aspire to play in 5 Winter Olympics?
If I can compete at a very high level and stay healthy, I would love to stay in the sport of ice hockey as long as I can. But I guess we'll see. I can't say that I'll set out to accomplish something that incredible, but you know, I love the sport and I love the entirety of it. I love going to the rink and training with my teammates and just being a part of that team dynamic, and there's nothing like it. And I hope I don't have to move on soon, because I'd love to stay and continue to play.